This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
7:30 this morning. We have Lizzo tickets.
I was thinking, since she's doing Halloween night at Ball Arena, I think it'd be fun to just everybody just dress up like her.
Yeah,
we just wear that big old thong. Remember the last time she got on that airplane, she had a thong on?
Yeah.
Everybody just go there in a thong. So we have tickets to give away at 7:30 this morning. And again, it's Lizzo at Ball Arena.
All right, it is back and everybody is ready for it after a week off.
I used to be respected.
Oh, yeah.
People took me at my word. Then I became a lawyer representing Amber Heard. Objection, hearsay. Oh my God, I don't have a case. Objection, hearsay. Now I'm ashamed to show
and
my...
And Amber's back on the stand today.
Oh, so she's finishing up?
She's not done yet, I guess.
Well, she still has to be cross-examined.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, yep. So this should be interesting because she hasn't been cross-examined by his team yet. So it'll be interesting to see if they just... Hey, Shmadel, sorry not to finish the sentence, but you were looking at something and it said her new PR team. Did you read that? Because you clicked off of it and I didn't get to see it.
Yes, her new PR guy is supposed to be like a logistical nightmare. I guess they call him the walking Me Too case.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ooh.
So that's his whole angle then.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she fired her PR team and it says Amber Heard's new PR guru hired to paint Johnny Depp as an alcohol binging abuser has two DUI arrests.
Yeah. He's left two jobs for sexual harassment claim and he was booted off that celebrity dating app, Raya.
Also, this guy's a gem.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know if he's so great then, because I read that all wrong. You know what's funny, though? I went out with my friends Thursday because I knew we weren't working on Friday. So we went out because, you know, I could finally stay up during the weekday.
Yeah. So, on a school night.
Yay. So we were all out and we were just talking about this and that. And the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial came up. And one of the people there was my girlfriend's husband. So we were talking about the Objection Hearsay song, right? And we were talking about some of the testimony and how she actually had a domestic against her. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, against her girlfriend. And her girlfriend had called the cops on Amber. So she had a domestic on her in San Francisco, but it was dropped. Anyway, we're going through all this stuff that each one knew. Well, then the guy at the table, I'm not going to say his name because he'll be so mad, but he started giving us all these details, right? And we're like, no way, I didn't know that part. He's the one that told me the domestic part, and I looked it up and he was correct. And anyway, this man that's an engineer that has two babies, he's telling us all these details, and his wife turns to him and goes, we live in the same house, and I had no idea you knew every detail about this trial. Yeah, but I mean, it's hitting everybody, you know?
Oh, it's got a massive audience.
Yeah.
It's probably the most popular thing on TV right now.
I agree.
You know, because everybody's talking about this thing, and I think it's about to get even better, simply because I think her cross-examination is going to be one of probably the most entertaining thing of the whole trial.
Yeah.
Because now, everything that she said, and we read through the lines last week that, you know, it just wasn't believable. And now you're going to get the true professionals that are going to question her stories and then see where it goes from there. But I think she's in a world of trouble here. And I don't know if his DUIs or any, I don't know if that's going to have a bearing on it.
The prosecutor's DUI or the
No, Johnny Depp.
No, it was the PR guy that has
it. Oh, the PR guy. Yeah. I thought you meant Johnny has it.
Yeah, no. The PR guy has two DUIs and sexual harassment things.
Oh, great.
And he got kicked off of Raya. Or Raya, or whatever.
Doesn't she have people that helps her hire her PR people?
I know, right?
I mean, you need a PR budget for your PR.
Yeah, so I don't know. This is...
It's back to the...
Who was it saying this? Oh, Bill Maher. I think it was Bill Maher. He was... I don't know why I see this, but I see this stuff on TikTok because they take little clips and stuff. Well, Bill Maher was with Mike Tyson. Well, Mike Tyson took Amber Heard's side, and I think that's just because Mike Tyson was the abuser, and so he would be in a world of trouble if he took Johnny Depp's side.
Yeah.
So he had to be like, I don't know, man, you know, how he talks. Well, then Bill Maher's like, or maybe Amber Heard's just a big liar and is lying about everything. I'm like... Damn, even Bill Maher's in on this.
Back to the point of who's watching this thing, even the big stars are watching
Bill
this.
Maher. Mm-hmm.
Everybody is glued to this, and them taking last week off, we all were waiting for it today. It's back on. We did.
Everybody had a show. I mean, if you think Mike Tyson's watching it, Bill Maher, yeah. My neighbors, it's like...
Oh, it's on. My wife comes home at night, and that's the first thing she does. She goes and turns the TV on because I guess somebody replays everything on the cable network. I'm not really sure what she's watching, but the trial's on.
Well, it's just funny because it actually is a tragedy. You know, the whole thing is just so... But mm-hmm. I think for us, because... Johnny Depp was so elusive, and he had so much money. And then there's this Amber Heard who dated Elon Musk and all this stuff. And they're just having to tell us every detail of their lives.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's bizarre to me. There's nothing that isn't on the table.
Yeah. No, and it's on TV. It's everybody's watching this thing, and we get all the details. I mean, every single thing. You're exactly right, Jamie. And for some reason, because they're so rich, so famous, it's like it's must-see TV at all times.
And I almost want TikTok to be Johnny Depp's attorney, because the investigations that they have done on TikTok is amazing. Like, for example, she was out one day and she said, you know, that he had beaten her. Well, then the next day she didn't have a bruise, but then they also found out that she had had Botox that day, which sometimes will give you bruising around the eyes. I'm like, these TikTok people are amazing investigators. I mean, it's Botox.
Yeah.
They're looking at every aspect.
It's like what you were talking about last week. If it weren't for TikTok and the people that are recording this and watching it back over and over and over again, we would have never gotten the rumor of that. The one lady that's infatuated with Johnny Depp, remember following him around and reaching out, touching his hand or whatever it was.
On his defense.
Yeah, on his defense team.
I mean, he's the prosecution. Yeah, so there's a really hot girl. It starts with a C, like Clara or I don't know, but she really likes him. And everybody's saying that they're hooking up, right? Because the way they touch each other, and he gives her candy and all that stuff. But I mean, I think from his side, he's just being nice, but she's goo goo eyed. I mean, she's just
loves
like,
him.
I love you.
Yeah. All right. It's back this morning, I think at 8 o'clock our time, because they're in Virginia.
Yeah.
Doing his trial, so.
It's just, I've never seen something, and I know I keep saying this, but I do mean this, like that is gone for the masses. Mm-hmm. I mean.
OJ was.
I mean, Mike Tyson to an engineer.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
Everyday average Joe.
Yeah. It reminds me of the OJ trial because everybody was plugged in. Everybody had an opinion on it. But this one's, it feels to me, because with OJ Simpson, it was kind of split 50-50, you know? But with this trial, it's amazing to me how many people just don't buy into her.
Well, but the OJ was different because that's a murder trial. We're in their house. Like, we're verbally and visually inside their house with audio and poopies. And it's just bizarre, right?
All right. Trial's back this morning at 8.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. That's a great idea, Jamie. I think that we have 12,000 Lizzos inside the bowl arena on Halloween night.
Yeah, right? By the way, I think we have tickets to give away right now. It's a little early. Is it okay to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's do that right now. Lizzo at Bowl Arena. It's going to be, like he said, Halloween night. Caller 9 right now, 303-22-ALICE.
You know, I'm looking at my list. You know how I always get a list of things to do during the day?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I got to do today?
Nope.
Got to pick up mouse traps.
Oh, don't get mouse traps.
What do I get?
So you get the little blinky light things. They're at Walgreens. You plug them into your outlets.
I've never had a mouse problem, but all of a sudden we've got one at the house.
Yeah, just get those plug-in things.
What do you do with them?
Oh, you plug them in.
And what happens?
So they have like a little blinky light, but they also have a tone that dogs and people can't hear.
Yeah, they make noise, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like really, like, you know, just very little.
But how does it kill the mice? It just runs them off?
It runs them off. But you don't have a cat anymore?
No, the cat's gone.
And so they immediately just came back in?
No, the cat got so old that the cat wasn't a very good hunter anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so the mice had kind of, you know, recognized that and took over.
Because usually they come in the winter to stay warm. It's a weird time to have them.
Yeah. No, well, I'm not sure. I've not seen one yet. We've just seen the the trail left behind.
Their poop.
The trail, yes.
Yeah, you just saw a mice poop.
Yeah, so they might have taken off for the summer, like gone on vacation.
Right, like
and
geese.
Coming back in the winter.
Yeah.
Migrated.
Yeah, well, I have a list to do today, too, and this is what I'm doing. I'm so excited about this. I'm going to buy tickets to the Rocky Mountaineer. You know that train that everybody's been talking about? It's like that luxury train that's supposed to go to Moab.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's just now starting. Oh,
I haven't seen it.
Okay, so they've been talking about it for 3 years. It's called the Rocky Mountaineer, and I guess it just started. So it's like a glass train, and it basically goes from Denver, I think from maybe even Union Station, I don't know, but it goes all the way to Moab. And it says you can enjoy delicious meals, beverages without ever leaving your seat while taking in the panoramic views of the Colorado Rockies.
How many days is it?
Oh, no.
I'm not sure I see you on that train.
Oh, I do. I think that'd be amazing.
I could see you getting on the train and going out there, but they get a flight back.
Well, I think you have to find a way back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't ride the train back?
No.
They take you and drop you off?
Yeah, and then they have this this really cool, like, single-wing fixed aircraft that you can take back if you want. It looks like the Red Baron, and you can fly it back.
Bet you that's pretty pricey, though. Oh, my gosh.
I know, but doesn't that sound cool? You go out on a train. I mean, if you do it right. You go out on this train. It's all glass, all out to Moab, and then you get on this, like, Red Baron airplane and fly back.
That would be cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I don't know how to get back yet. I'm looking, but
they just drop you off.
I heard.
Did it just start?
Yeah.
I mean, literally over the weekend or something?
Yeah, it did. And somebody said it stops at Glenwood Springs, too. I don't know if that's true.
I'll find out
all the details.
I would say that it probably makes two or three stops.
Maybe.
Along the way, you know?
I can't find pricing. I'll get back to you guys. Let me do a little study about it, and then I'll get back to you.
All right, we'll get the tabloid trash to 731. BJ Jamie Morning Show. It's a Monday.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
They don't make this easy to figure out. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm looking at this mountaineering journey or whatever. But this one goes to Salt Lake City, and it's $2,800. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Mine starts at $1,300.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're going to figure this out, this train ride. It does look amazing. I guess somebody said that they actually submitted themselves for a commercial for the Rocky Mountaineer. I did see that somewhere on Next Door or something. They were casting for it. And it stops in Glenwood Springs, so that would be cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. All right. Man, I just love Colorado. Just love it. Lots to get to this morning, including the fact that the Billboard Music Awards were last night, and Machine Gun Kelly, of course, has to just make us all talk about him the next day. I'm so over him. Our promotion guy, Mark, did you see what he posted?
Yeah, he saw him. He ran into him in Vegas.
Yeah, he saw him in Vegas. He goes, I've never met a bigger douchebag in my life.
And he sure looked the part last night, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was he wearing?
Way over the top.
Well, he was like a diamond-crested shirt almost with spikes all around, like all up and down him.
Oh, that's hot. It's so hot. Anyway, here is Machine Gun Kelly and why we're all talking, number four.
And this is for our unborn child.
And this is for our unborn child.
And they were making out on the red carpet.
Oh, that's shocking.
Yeah, and then, then he became the photographer for her because she just stood up there like, I don't know, like it was a poster or something.
Yeah.
And then he's out there snapping all these pictures. He's the only one taking a picture. It was bizarre.
So I guess he announced kind of that maybe she might be pregnant. Megan, what's her name?
Megan Fox.
I always say Megan Kelly, which is a totally different Megan. Totally. One has blonde short hair. It's kind of bitchy. And the other one like has blood around her neck. So they're very different. Anyway, yeah, Megan Fox, he kind of tried to announce that they might be pregnant. He also said that this is to my wife.
Yeah.
So are they married? That's the other one. Guess speaking of marriage, Kourtney and Travis Barker. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker made it official. They're officially married. Thank God, because I was so worried.
Yeah, and I'm not sure they did it for the show, you know, the reboot of the Kardashian show, because nobody else in the family was there.
Oh, they weren't?
No, and you know those Kardashians, they would all show up to be filmed.
Oh, for sure they would, right?
Yeah.
The other one is that Britney Spears announced that she lost her baby, which is so sad. Because she seems so, I mean, everybody's excited when they're pregnant, right? But that just seemed like a blow in life that, you know, just one more thing for that poor girl.
Yeah.
So she said they're going to try again, but they officially lost the baby. Let's see here. Then, over the weekend, we know that Selena Gomez did her monologue, and I thought she sucked. I thought she was just so nervous, but that's just me. And I also thought that she did this part where she acted like a model in one of the skits.
Oh, yeah, I did see that for a school or something. It was some kind of scene like
that. Yeah, and so she was a model and she had like long hair and stuff. And I was like, is that a dig at Haley? Because Haley's
I mean,
model.
She was and she was blonde.
Right. And so I'm like, it's not a dig. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking into it. But here's a little bit of her monologue.
But one reason I'm really excited to host SNL is because I'm single. And I've heard that SNL is a great place to find romance. Emma Stone met her husband here, Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost, and Pete and Machine Gun Kelly. And since I don't really want to try the dating apps, I just want to put it out in the universe that I'm manifesting love. And I would like to say that I'm looking for my soulmate, but at this point, I will take anyone.
You know, there's absolutely nothing funny about that. But listen to all the laughter all the way through.
Well, I mean, I guess their attempt was, you know, because Kim hooked up with Pete and Charlotte, whatever her name is. I guess they're trying to say like Saturday Night Live creates couples, but it was done very poorly.
It was boring.
It was very boring. Yeah. Elon Musk says that his $44 billion deal is on hold to buy Twitter. He's just messing with everybody. I am done with you, Elon. I bought the damn Twitter stock, and you are just messing with it, and you made a plunge, and I'm going to sue you.
Now, what's his claim? That half the people on Twitter are
bots.
Fake?
They're bots. Yeah, I guess he created a few fake profiles just to see. And I guess, though, Twitter's been saying that all along, that it's not like half, but it's a good percentage. But Twitter's been saying that all along, that, you know, look, we're trying to clean this up and blah, blah, blah. So it's nothing new, and it's actually something he knew. I think he's just getting cold feet.
Yep.
To be honest with you, I think he's like, the stock price is down. Why would I ever pay $54 for something that's running at $40 right now? I'm going to take a huge loss.
Yeah, he overpaid for sure.
For sure. And so we'll see what happens with that. But now they're saying that he violated the non-disclosure agreement after tweeting about how the company checks for bot accounts, whatever. And they're saying that's part of the non-disclosure agreement. I don't know. It's the whole thing. Makes me crazy. I want to play a game, Sweeping the Nation. And how old is your baby now, Carson?
4 weeks today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
4 weeks. A month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'd like to play the game Sweeping the Nation. And it's called What Did Carson Actually Do Over the Weekend? I'll start. I'm going to guess some videos, some pictures, and some tummy time.
We did do a lot of tummy time. Yes, we did.
Because I was thinking about how BJ always asks you what you do over the weekend. And when you're a new parent, it literally is like Well, we did tummy time. We took some pictures and some videos.
Changed a lot of diapers.
We had movie night. We ordered takeout pizza, and we went to Target.
Oh, right. Takeout Chinese.
See?
Yeah, and we did go to Target because we needed some baby stuff.
Nailed it.
I know. I was just like, that is the weekends. I mean, it'll get better later when she's older and you don't feel like she's so, like, bubble wrapped.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, I was like, I know exactly what they did over the weekend. I remember that so well. I remember when my son's dad said he was going to take him to Home Depot, and he's like a month old. I'm like, you're not taking that baby to Home Depot.
Frog's 4 years old. We're still doing the same routine. Yeah, we end up at Target every weekend. Oh, take out food. Right? Same thing.
Yep, movie night. All right, anyway, there you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, it's the Avs tonight. Take it on the St. Louis Blues, right? Is it a gate? No, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
And they roll into the playoffs again, and Carson says he's going to the game.
Game one, baby. Here we
come. Game one, and you're even planning on game two.
Well, we'll see. That's touch and go.
That's what I thought.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.